Pray with me. Oh Lord God, you are a God who loves. You are a God who is mighty and powerful to save. You invite us to run to you. You are a refuge and a mighty fortress. Allow us to find peace in you, even when there's something to fear. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. What keeps you up at night? What keeps you up when you're thinking about all the things that could go wrong, the things that you're afraid of, the uncertainty of the future? Are there things in your lives that keep you up at night? I know they're probably the biggest thing in my life are my kids. You know, are they going to turn out okay? Are they going to have good friends? Are they going to do well? And maybe you have other fears, whether it's about work or relationships or just the direction of this world. It makes you scratch your head. If you think about it, it just can drive you crazy. But there's also other fears. And in VBS, we talked about fear not. And so I want you, VBS kids, do you guys remember doing this? We had a bunch of words and different fears that people had. And so if you think globophobia means the fear of something having to do with balloons, point that way. If you think it has something to do with falling rain, point that way, all right? Globophobia, which one, what is that, what fear is that, balloons or rain? It is the fear of popping balloons, okay, the loud noises. What about this one? Trypophobia, is it the fear of things like donuts that have holes, or is it the fear of chins or double chins? Which do you think, all right, donuts that way, chins that way, which one do you think that is? This is actually the fear of things with holes, okay? I didn't even know that was a fear, but I guess it is, okay? This is one that my wife chose. All right, let's see if I can say it. Hippopotamonstrous equipedialophobia. All right, is that the fear of processed fatty foods, or is the fear of really long words? All right, fatty foods that way, long words that way. What do you think it is? It is the fear of really long words. And then one more, xanthophobia. Is it the fear of the color of yellow, or is it the fear of ants? All right, yellow that way, ants that way, all right? Xanthophobia is, the kids remember, it's the fear of the color yellow. Yeah, it is a scary color. I don't know, it's not. But this whole week of VBS, we celebrated that we don't have to be afraid because the victory is won in Jesus Christ. On one of the days, we talked about how King Hezekiah had this invading army that has defeated everybody else, and they were so afraid. VBS kids, what did King Hezekiah do? Do you remember what he did? What did he do, Owen? He tried to buy him. Did that work? No. He struck down the enemies, didn't he? So Hezekiah, when he was afraid, he prayed. And so that whole day, we did something like, hear ye, fear not, the victory is won. Can you kids and adults do that with me? So we're going to say, fear not, pretend that you're afraid, but you're really not. And then hold up your victory fingers and make them in circle and say, the victory is won. Let's do that together. Hear ye, fear not, the victory is won. Some of the kids turned the fear not to a dab, but you know, fear not, the victory is won. But the victory isn't in us, it's in God. And so I think one of the major themes of the Bible is that the Bible says over and over again, fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious, even when there's something to be afraid of. Even when it makes sense, when you see this army that's surrounding you and they're here to get you, God says, don't worry, I've got this. Even when it seems like your relationships can't go right, God says, don't be afraid, I've got a plan. Even when you lose a job, God says, I've got this. Don't be afraid, I've got this. And so in Christ, God says, don't be afraid, even when there's something to be afraid of. Jesus tells this to his disciples in Matthew chapter 10. He is sending them out. Last week we heard how he's sending his disciples to heal the sick, to cure the lepers, to raise the dead. And as he is sending them out, this is kind of a pep talk today. And he says, I'm sending you out like sheep among what? Wolves. Typically in sheep versus wolves, who wins? The wolves, all right? Unless the sheep have what? A shepherd. And as he sends us out as sheep, Jesus says, let me be your shepherd. Know that I go with you, protecting you, guarding you. Fear not. And so Jesus says three times in this, don't be anxious. When you're handed over by men, when you're flogged because of your faith, when you're thrown in jail and have to give testimony of what you believe in, don't be anxious about what you're going to say, okay? Don't worry about all the other stuff, but God will give you just what you need to say just at the right time. He says, don't have fear of the people that can harm your body, that can even kill you, but be aware of the one who can destroy your soul. Jesus knows that the most important treasure that God has given us is a soul that has eternal life with God forever or apart from God forever. And God sent his son, Jesus Christ, so we don't have to be afraid of those that might destroy our body. Because in Christ, the victory is won. Our soul is secure. And then he says, fear not. Fear not, therefore, because I'm with you. Fear not, therefore, because I'm sending you on a mission. And where Jesus sends us, he promises to provide, to give us just what we need, just when we need it. But to fear not, sometimes we get so focused on the troubles. We get so focused on the problems. And Jesus says, lift up your eyes. Look to me. Look to me and acknowledge me that I am the one who died on the cross for you. For whoever acknowledges me, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Part of our Christian walk has to do with Jesus. Who is Jesus in our life? Is he just a good guy with some good teachings? Or is he the Savior who died on the cross to pay for our sins? God showed us how much he loved us when he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. And on the cross, Jesus took away our sins. He defeated death and the devil through his innocent suffering and death. And then on the third day, when the women went to the tomb, they heard the good news of the angels. Can you say those three great words with me? He is risen. Say it one more time. He is risen. Death has been defeated. The victory is won by Jesus, who died on the cross, who rose again for us. The Bible says that for everyone, the wages of sin is death. But there is a free gift of eternal life that Jesus has won for us on our cross. And so this is the good news. This is why we don't have to be afraid, because in Jesus Christ, we are set free from sin and death. In Jesus Christ, the victory is won. And so I want you to remember this as you leave today, that as you go into this world, back to whatever problems you may have, know that you don't go by yourself. Jesus says, I'm with you. He also says, I'm for you. I love you so much, I sacrificed my life for you. And so he says what we celebrated this week in VBS, fear not, the victory is won. Can you do that with me again? Fear not, the victory is won. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the victory we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, this is a gift that we receive, not because we earn it, not because we're good enough, but it's because of what you, Jesus, accomplished for us through your perfect life, your innocent suffering and death on the cross, and your glorious resurrection. Lord, when we're afraid, help us to lift our eyes to you as we pray, as we read scriptures, as we spend time in worship and fellowship. allow us to be strengthened, that we know that the words to say you will give us, that we are more precious to you than sparrows, that you love us so much. Thank you, Jesus, that for the victory you have won for us. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen.